Jeff, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the minutes of the June meeting? Will?
A second.
Any changes, additions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. No grievances, Nate? Nate's not here.
Not
no
here.
grievances.
There are no grievances.
Tim, notice.
Notices.
That was simple.
Which is good.
Yep.
Scott Sprague. You're up. Morning.
Morning.
So this morning I have in front of us the 2026 workers' comp plan budget and apportionment schedule. We'll look at the budget first. As you can see, from last year to this year, we've decreased our budget again by a little over $100,000. When you look at our budget, the three biggest numbers you see are what we pay our third-party administrator. That's the PERMA costs to operate our plan, what they charge us. And then we have our awards and benefit line, which is what we pay out to folks for claims payments, hail claims, current claims. And then we have our work comp special fund. That's a cost we have to pay the state depending upon what our total costs are for our workers' comp. That number is a percentage. It just is a figure the state charges. So when you look at our budget, those are really the three lines that, you know, we have some room to decrease. Everything else is in line. We've taken out over the last several years our employee benefits. Mitch was good enough to review those and get those updated. I think our budget is getting more in line of what the real number is going to look like. Right now, we're very well funded. As you know, our reserves are in the 10 million plus. After our last actuarial study from PERMA, they recommend being somewhere in that 7 million to 8 million number. So we are well funded. I think the next conversation we're going to have this fall, I'm going to work with our insurance carrier and agent Gallagher to put together allocation report of our total plan and our members to see exactly where their losses are based on what we're charging. So we can have a real good idea now of what we've got. It's been several years since we dove into that with really big detail, like 8 years ago, I think now, right, Jack, or more?
Yeah, I think we did it just post COVID the last time we did a refresh, but the last time we did a comprehensive dive was probably eight years ago. Yeah.
Right. And I think that's important because what I want to do is see where that number is going to be for all our plan participants and start to look at our awards and benefit line and reducing that as much as we can. You know, right now with 10 million plus in reserves, I think the conversation might be about making sure we're giving some of that back or making sure that number in our awards and benefit line is really where it needs to be. And if anything, I might have to come back to you folks towards the end of the year and say we need to move some money out of reserves to pay some final claims for the year. Because it doesn't make sense in my book, and this is just my opinion, that we keep our numbers where they are to keep having some extra put in every year. You follow me? Our reserves are very, very well funded for that. So, you know, that's just going to be a conversation once we have this allocation review. So,
yeah. And the only thing I would add is I think based upon member feedback, talking with Scott, talking to some of the other municipalities, you know, our primary concern is that the members, the municipalities are being charged a reasonable rate that, you know, a rate that if someone came in and quoted wouldn't be
right.
20% lower. So we feel pretty comfortable, especially this year with the allocations going down, that we're within that range where, because some of you have been on the board in times where some of the other carriers have tried to come in and poach some of the members. So I think we're in a good spot. I would agree with Scott. I think it also right sizes, as you folks all know, for a long time, the county itself and our coverage was pretty heavily subsidizing the plan. Yep. And we could have gotten a much better rate if we went out and just shopped it on our own. But to keep the plan stable, we kept the county contribution up, but that's becoming more in line too. So I think Scott's doing a great job. I think PERMA's doing a great job. So, but I would agree with Scott that reserves are at a point where if we can stabilize the plan, you know, not increase rates that are not needed absent, you know, loss runs.
Right. Right.
I think it's a good thing, but yeah, no, very healthy.
And, you know, and kudos to all the county folks, PERMA's help, and all our participants. Our claims are dropping. I mean, we're not seeing increased claims. We're actually seeing decreased claims. So that's positive for everyone, positive for the plan. PERMA does a wonderful job with trainings. We're expanding that, you know, across the board. One of the projects that I kind of think is important, and we're moving forward with it, we just got a grant for two. We're going to set up individual training modules in every county highway department. They'll have a big screen TV and a laptop to go on to do trainings so that it's specific for trainings only. It's not for looking up, you know, today's internet specials and all that. And I think that's very important because now these folks will have their own spot to be able to go in, do trainings, follow up trainings. We have accidents, PERMA sends these trainings where they can follow up and go through a review. So all that's going to benefit everybody across the board. So any questions?
I would just like to say it's going in the trajectory is going in the right direction. And I think it looks great. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there a simple way to explain the allocation formula?
So way above my pay grade.
Yeah, so
suck on that. Yeah.
The simple way I would say, so for, I think, what you're thinking of, Scott, is back when we adopted, or back when I got here around the same time you got here, it was a mix of payroll cost, assessed value, and number of employees. Was that the other one?
Losses.
So, but losses were, which are the main driver of obviously cost, was not very heavily weighted. Back about 8-10 years ago, we changed the plan to a market rate. So we changed that local law, that apportioned based on those three factors to market rate. So again, through our broker, through PERMA, they take a look and refresh it every year to make sure it's within range. But it's been a number of years since we did the comprehensive deep dive into an actuarial study of the market rate. But it's, the good news is it's changed from something that, because of the assessed value, that's the reason that the county was, assessed value and payroll was why we were more heavily subsidizing the plan, and now we're able to draw it down.
I guess so. Scott, how do we talk to our towns and villages and make them use or suggest they use the training modules? How do they communicate that?
That was one of the meetings we had recently with PERMA. They were in probably a month ago now or two. And that was one of the next steps, is taking the trainings out more to the towns and villages and even the fire department members, because a lot of them don't have time, don't see it, don't know how to access. So PERMA's doing a great job putting a plan together to be able to reach out. We're going to set up a meeting, do trainings for the participants, just those folks only, so they'll know how to access everything, you know, who to reach out to, where to go to get what they need. You know, that brings up the other question or another thing too. We've over the last several years have added in folks that left the plan. We've added some fire department districts. We've added some, you know, municipalities back. That's real important. It really helps the plan. It helps them. Working right now with the town of Corning, it looks pretty positive that they'll come into our plan for 2026. Been working with the town of Bath. We're not quite there yet, but hopefully we can. Any help that, you know, you folks can be with those municipalities that aren't in a plan, of having a meeting set up, Irwin, City of Corning, all those, would be real helpful. I really think getting in front of those folks to talk about where the plan was and where it is a real huge benefit.
And I had a conversation with the Corning city manager, and I would just, if you're talking to any of your municipalities, you know, refer them to Scott, because Scott could set up a meeting with him. Yep. And the PERMA reps, because where we are versus where we were 10, 15 years ago is much, much different.
Yeah.
I don't think, not that others can't get really competitive quotes. There's primarily one other major competitor in this field,
right.
Or one other I say competitor, one other organization that offers municipal work comp at a large degree across the state. And they do get competitive with their pricing, but I think especially based on our reserves and based on the quality of the plan, I think it would be, you know, not just monetarily, but operationally beneficial for those municipalities to take a look at.
I think over the history showed that the ones that left the plan because they got a very attractive deal, figured out after a couple of years, it wasn't attractive anymore.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what we saw is we had back, it was 2009-ish, I think, a number of folks leave the plan because they were given really good rates, but those rates held for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the organization that offered them wasn't able to sustain that. And all of a sudden the rates go back up. So to your point, to Scott's point,
right,
you know, we're at the most members of the comp plan that I've seen because of a lot of folks coming back in.
And I think it's also important that if they leave the plan, I mean, they take their costs with them.
Yeah. You know, when we redid our plan, you know, if they're like, for example, town of Corning, met with the town of Corning several times, we're going to probably save the town of Corning about $25,000 a year. Hmm. And, you know, that's important. That's a huge number. Town of Bath is close to that number as well. So you can't argue with real numbers, and our numbers are relatively staying flat or decreasing. Where they are now, they're throwing out this, we're going to give you back a refund, and you know, you don't, you know, and that comes and goes. That's right. Just one of those bait and hook things, you know. So it's important when we're looking to be able to sit down with these folks and have that conversation about what happens if you come to our plan. This is where we are. If you leave, you know, it's, you know, it's certainly a lot better than where it was, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago now. So,
oh, that's what I was going to say. When you compare it with, you say, well, what's going to happen 3 years out?
Yeah.
We've stayed steady.
Exactly right.
And you can show it the other ones that have gone up after 3 years.
Yep.
So it's a good comparison right there.
Is, we know that, well, many of you as local officials too, budget certainty is a pretty big benefit. You don't want to, especially on a smaller municipal budget, have a bunch of swings. So absent
really big claim, you know, changes, additional claims, we can keep the cost pretty steady.
So what did Mark say? Because I had sent him a message and said he was going to look into it.
Yeah, he said he's very willing. You know, they just finished up their budget and locked in. They're on a different, you know, cycle. But said he's very willing to meet with Scott.
And should I follow up and ask him to meet with Scott then?
No, I think we're good. But my conversation with him was that we'd set it up probably in a couple months.
Yeah, so right now, just for a quick update, the folks not in our plan is the City of Corning, the Town of Corning, Town of Bath, Town of Wayne,
Irwin,
Village of South Corning, and Town of Rathbone. Those are the folks not in the plan, and I've reached out and had conversations with all of them, and some have been, you know, open to continue, some not so much. So again, any help you folks can be to open those doors and stay involved would be really.
And if they don't want to, that's fine. If they are getting a better price elsewhere, no problem.
One nice thing is too, when they call your office, they're getting one or two people. If they have a question, they're not calling a 1-800 number and getting somebody to answer it.
Absolutely,
Italy. Who knows where?
Absolutely right.
Is the Town of Corning also looking at the Joint Fire District?
Yes, we've talked to them too. Yeah, okay. They're at 7-1, so they stayed where they are. But we're looking, as once Corning comes in, that happens, that'll be easy for them. And again, all that helps the plan because that brings in more dollars and folks, and it just is a win-win. Mm-hmm. Questions?
If there's no other questions, we'll take a motion to approve both the budget and the apportionment schedule.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Now we're on to the apportionment schedule. That's going in. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. That's easy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Aid standing.
Yeah. Pinch hitting today. All right, I got three requests. First one is for the Office of the Aging to reclassify one senior account clerk typist to accountant. This is due to the duties of the position over time have changed, and the appropriate title is accountant for it.
So move. You can never have enough accountants.
Second.
Well, did you say that about lawyers too?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I have never said that.
I know that.
No, I said it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
We got two for social services. The first one is to create one part-time attorney, management grade J. Let's see here. The candidate's interested in part-time, so we're asking to create the part-time social services attorney.
And I think Nate mentioned it at Human Services, but Kathy and Lise, along with other departments, are having difficulty finding full-time candidates, but they do have someone interested in part-time, which would be a tremendous help because they're down to just a couple full-timers.
I think you're down four attorneys? Four attorneys
yeah.
down. So,
what's our reimbursement? What's our reimbursement?
Generally, reimbursement 62%.
60.
For admin, yeah, generally. Okay. 60.
Yeah. So move.
I'll second, but I do have a question. Sure. So we have an internal individual.
Not internal, former?
For a former employee, external candidate, not currently employed by the county, but interested in not full-time work, but part-time work, which would help out a lot.
So we've already worked with this individual, though, before?
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Curious.
So concerning that same position and person, we're asking to appoint the part-time attorney above midpoint, and this would be at management grade J, step 9,
which is
$50,819.
Yeah, and personnel is reviewed and based on experience and similar quals that doesn't put them out of line with other part-time attorneys, so it's within line.
I'll move it.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And lastly is for real property to reclassify one zero-based assistant tax map tech, CSEA grade G, to tax map technician grade I. And they have an employee that's been out for an extended period of time and is undetermined when they will return. These tasks still need to be performed and asking to reclassify assistant tax map tech to tax map tech.
Second.
Questions?
Yeah, so when that person comes back, what happens? When and if?
That's a good question, Larry.
I'm still working with personnel on what's going on with that. At this point, budgetary-wise, we can deal with both positions being filled. And then from there, I'm still not sure what I'm going to do with how I'm going to handle that. It's going to be an ongoing issue, possibly termination.
And yeah, we can take a look. I would say, you know, obviously defer to Larry and what, you know, what the needs are. His office, he's been doing a great job along with staff, but they're at kind of historic lows in terms of staffing. So they found efficiencies, but certainly I don't think there's going to be a shortage of work.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Chris.
Can I ask one question? Sorry, on the social services attorney position, by bringing this person in above midpoint, that doesn't create any compression issues with the existing full-timers, correct?
No. Because
that's been an issue before.
It is. No, based on experience and those sort of things, I think it's a reasonable comp to where the full-timers are. And where the part-timers are, and across the board between public defender part-timer and ADA part-timers, if you look at years of experience, this is pretty close. So,
okay.
Yeah, not concerned on my end about compression on this one.
Any other new business? If not, motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.